AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russia vetoes a United Nations Security Council resolution condemning its invasion of Ukraine.
The United Nations Security Council met Friday evening and voted on a resolution demanding that Russia stop its attack on Ukraine and withdraw all troops. With China, India, and the United Arab Emirates abstaining, the vote was 11-1, with Russia casting the lone dissenting vote.
The draft resolution has not been adopted, owing to the negative vote of a permanent member.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield followed with a blistering response.
You can veto this resolution, but you cannot veto our voices.
The resolution's failure paves the way for backers to call for a vote on a similar measure in the U.N. General Assembly, where there are no vetoes. I'm Mike Rossio.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says Vladimir Putin's government is spreading disinformation,
including false reports alleging, again, falsely, the widespread surrender of Ukrainian troops. Moscow is resorting to outright lies in an effort to weaken the resolve of Ukraine's military and of its people.
The Biden administration and European leaders moved to freeze the assets of Putin and his foreign minister. The president announces his Supreme Court nominee.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
She would be the high court's first black woman. Jackson is a federal appeals court judge here in Washington. In the president's words, a proven consensus builder and someone who knows the law must work for the American people.
She strives to be fair, to get it right, to do justice.
Standing alongside him in the White House.
Thank you again, Mr. President, for this extraordinary honor.
If confirmed, Jackson would replace Justice Stephen Breyer, for whom she once clerked, as the court weighs cases including abortion and voting rights. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A New Hampshire mother and her newborn son spent the first 2 months of his life apart as she battled COVID-19.
That way, go meet your mama.
Randy Milliner says her daughter, Mackenzie Keller, was diagnosed with COVID-19 in late November, rushed to the hospital 4 days later, where she had a C-section and placed in intensive care.
She was intubated. Very long, hard road where we didn't know if she was going to recover.
Kept under sedation, Keller spent 47 days having her blood pumped through a machine that removes carbon dioxide. Finally, on February 3rd, she met her son Zachary for the first time, telling Elliot Thompson,
"He was big."
Keller wasn't vaccinated against COVID-19 when she got sick, wanting to wait until after she gave birth. Doctors tell her she'll have to wait a couple more weeks now, and she's undergoing physical therapy as she regains her ability to walk.
It's still a little difficult. I still get, my heart rate still races a little bit.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.